Jan, essentially you're saying the problem in the budget of the NHS moving forward is not a problem of lack of money, it's that they're giving away parts of their property estate.
Oh, well, it's not the hospital, it's the government.
Yeah.
I'll promise you now, it's all Tory-led. I'm sorry, I'm not being political. I'm not talking about something I haven't researched. Believe you me, I've been to enough public meetings. You're very welcome, as I said, on YouTube. You will see the Hammersmith and Fulham Tory councillors. You'll see the sort of things they're saying.
Sure, so what you're saying is, in the future, the NHS would not need to save money if, as you see it, the Conservatives weren't keen on selling off parts of the hospital estate.
I promise you, it's about real estate. It's building places like Hammersmith into a mini New York. Boris Johnson at the moment, for example, is being investigated, or, I believe, taken to court.
Sorry, Jan, you'll understand, we don't want to go into an active court case. But regarding...
No, it's not active at the moment.
But nonetheless, regarding selling off parts of the hospital, though, just in very crude terms, wouldn't that be raising revenue for the NHS? So why is there this funding problem?
Okay, you're a young man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not far. Imagine you are living in East Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a stroke. Call an ambulance. There's no Charing Cross Hospital to treat you, so they have to take you that bit further. And while your blood supply is stopping, your brain is dying. Bits of your body, like Andrew Marr, as you know, but he's very public about it. He's not covered. It's all in the papers.
Mm-hmm.
Other celebrities have been taken to Charing Cross from Heathrow Airport. These are lifesavers. They're not. It's not a shot. It's not the Westfield Centre. It's not. It's not properties. This is lifesaving. This is your life. You could have a stroke. You could be 45 and you're healthy. You're fit. You do gym work. You don't smoke, and you can have a stroke. It can happen to anybody.
I understand that point, but if the money's... My question is just, if they're raising money by selling off estate, you're saying it's not going back into the NHS, the government are keeping it for other things?
The money they will raise will be eaten up. If they've got a £30 billion deficit, that money is gone. It's smoke and mirrors. I absolutely promise you. They're using every trick in the book. Scaremongering. You know, campaigners were accused of trying to frighten the residents. We're not. I live the nightmare. I live it. I see it. I feel it. You know, it's like saying to someone who's been abused by some lunatic, no, it didn't happen. It's all in your mind. It's not. These are real life or death situations. And to lose Charing Cross, and they'll say to you, are saving the A&E? No, they're not. They're having a GP-led walk-in centre. So GPs will have to decide if you're in the middle of a heart attack or a stroke or you fall ill. And not just that, the elderly,